This goes to Dr. Vogel, V-O-G-E-L, fax 989-953-5329, regarding Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, middle initial J, B like boy, U-G-H. Date of birth 10-23 of 1939. Dear Dr. Vogel, this is a consultation for Mrs. B-U-G-H for evaluation of elevated creatinine with a slight increase noted in 2023. Back in September of 2021, the creatinine was 1.0 with an estimated GFR of 53. Then we have 11-1 of 22, creatinine 1.12 with a GFR 49. March 31st of 23, creatinine 1.1, GFR 46. April 8th, 23, creatinine 1.2, GFR 42, and then 12-5 of 23, creatinine 1.23 with a GFR 43. She is here with her power of attorney and friend who helps her in Rosebush Manor, where she currently resides. Patty does suffer from cerebral palsy, and she's currently in a wheelchair, although she can walk with the assistance of two people. She complains of urinary incontinence and prefers to drink very limited amounts of water so that she won't urinate and be incontinent and have to sit in a wet undergarment or Depends. And that is a choice she has made over several months. She was started on Myrbetriq, 25 milligram daily, to see if that would help urgency, but it really hasn't made a difference. And the patient is wondering if that could be stopped. Also, within the last 3 or 4 months, her blood pressure increased, and she was started on Losartan, 25 milligram daily, about in December of 2023. And within 6 weeks, it really hadn't improved or gotten to base to the acceptable range, 130 over 80 or less. So that Losartan was increased to 50 milligram on February 6th of 24. And since the increase, her blood pressure has stabilized nicely and generally is running 130 to 140 over 60 to 70 when checked. And they check it daily at Rosewood or Rosebush Manor. The patient complains of some dysphagia at times, but that is controlled as long as she does not eat too fast. She has a very large hiatal hernia and saw Dr. Pearson. I think that's P-I-E-R-R-S-E-N. And he's aware of the size of the hiatal hernia. But at this point, the surgeon and the patient would like to just see if this can be managed by eating slower, cutting up meats in small amounts, not mixing consistencies when she swallows. And so far, that is working. She denies headaches or dizziness, no history of CVA or TIA, no chest pain or palpitations, no known heart disease. She does have intermittent coughing and wheezing, most likely secondary to some mild asthma. That's usually a seasonal problem. She does have chronic nasal drainage, too. Also, she's had a history of an ulcer, and that's controlled with the proton pump inhibitor on a regular basis. She has arthritis, and several contractures are noted. Also, osteoporosis. No recent falls and no fractures. Past medical history is significant for cerebral palsy, chronic constipation, she's hard of hearing, hypertension, hiatal hernia, allergic rhinitis, mild asthma, overactive bladder, peptic ulcer disease, hyperlipidemia, cataracts, degenerative joint disease, and osteoporosis. Past surgical history, she's had multiple surgeries for cerebral palsy. Social history, the patient does not smoke, has not ever smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow. She does have an adult daughter who phones her very frequently. She lives in Rosebush Manor Adult Foster Care Home for the last 5 years, and she is a retired speech therapist. Family history is significant for stroke and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, atenolol, 50 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily, Prevacid, 30 milligram daily, Mirbetric, 25 milligram daily, hydrocortisone cream for hemorrhoids as needed, Singulair, 10 milligram daily, Remeron, 15 milligram at bedtime, Calcium plus D, one twice a day, vitamin C powder daily, multivitamin, 2 daily, biotin, 1 daily, acetaminophen, 500 milligram in the morning and 1,000 milligram in the evening, Miralax, a half capful once daily, Colace, 100 milligram daily, vitamin E, 400 international units daily, kefir, probiotic drink, she drinks 1/3 cup daily, Losartan is 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height is 4'10", weight 129.8 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 62. Pulse 71 and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear. She has a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen soft, non-tender. I don't palpate any masses. No ascites. Extremities, the left lower extremity has 1 to 2+ edema in the ankle and halfway up the leg. Right lower extremity is smaller and thinner, and there's no edema, and it's actually shorter than the left. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies, the most recent labs were done 12/5/2023. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein, and the creatinine was 1.23. Sodium 142, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 29, calcium 10.2, albumin 4.3. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal white count, normal platelets. C-reactive protein was 2.1. And we have a right upper quadrant abdominal ultrasound on 3/15 of 23. That showed the right kidney 8.9 centimeters without hydronephrosis, a normal spleen. Then we have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was 3/31 of 23. And that did show a very large hiatal hernia. Only the distal aspect is in below the diaphragm, and the mid and upper portion of the stomach are actually above the diaphragm. The kidneys appeared normal with a few small cysts. No blockage and no stones or any other abnormalities were noted in the kidneys. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease,